I feel like our Shandies are like our kids.
Welcome back to another Dear Shandy Bachelor Recap, listeners. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
I realize that I always do the same, like, intonation with that. Hello, Andy. I should go, hello, Andy.
No, I don't like that.
No.
No.
We have a women tell all to recap,
yeah,
as well as the least surprising rose ceremony of all time.
Yes.
Shall we get going?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So this episode picks up with some behind the scenes footage of Joey in his dressing room. Topless.
Oh, yeah.
I love they threw that in there for good measure.
Yeah, why not?
And Jesse and Joey crash some bachelor watch parties. They agree on safe words, platypus and pineapple.
Can we stop? This is a good opportunity to talk about a not talked about enough issue.
What?
Is the platypus.
The platypus.
The platypus is an unbelievable mistake and beauty of nature. It has the head of a duck. It has the tail of a beaver. The body of an otter. It's a mammal, but it lays eggs. It's venomous.
Oh, I did not know that.
And it has no living relatives.
Are you serious?
It's Frankenstein of nature.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. No, and no one talks about it enough.
You just happen to know all this?
I've been kind of obsessed with the platypus for a while.
Wow, I didn't know they laid eggs. That's
it's
crazy.
It's unbelievable. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. Why is it here? When they found it, as a matter of fact, when they found the first remnants, this is hundreds of years ago, they found like some remains of a platypus. They thought someone had just sewed together different parts of an animal.
You're kidding.
I'm not joking.
Wow.
Because it didn't make any sense. Why would this animal exist?
Oh, so mysterious.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy, what a great way to start this recap. I love you.
Oh, that's nice.
I love that you know so much about them. Okay, be honest. Did you research platypuses after they said platypus and you're like, oh, I haven't thought enough about platypuses and then you learned all this? Or did you already know all this?
There's actually one thing I did research.
What?
I'll be honest. The thing about the people discovering the remains, yeah.
Okay, well, actually, that's the least cool part.
Oh, thank
you. There
you
go.
Wow, wife.
I enjoyed these. I mean, I always enjoy these watch parties, honestly. I feel like it shows the friendship between the two of them. I feel like Jesse legitimately likes Joey and vice versa.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm into that friendship. Okay, so now at Women Tell All, we have Lauren, Allison, Edwina, Star, Evelyn, Taylor, Caitlin, Autumn, Kelsey, T, Leia, Sydney, Jess, Medina, Lexi, Jen, and Maria. I gotta say, the over-the-top enthusiasm from the crowd, I think, reflects the season. Like, this season's been such a good season. Everyone's excited about the season. But it also felt like very old school Women Tell All to me. Like, the old days.
Yeah, it felt more like Jerry Springer at the beginning.
Yeah, and kind of in a good way. Like, yeah, there was like this electricity. It didn't feel like anyone was paid to be. I know no one's ever paid to be there, but sometimes it just sort of feels like people are there just because they had the opportunity to be there. But this time it really felt like people were into the season, and especially Maria.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to say, all the signs that were pro Maria, one that said came for Joey, stayed for Maria. And now that we know that production makes those signs and just asks for volunteers to hold them, is there a world in which Maria is not Bachelorette? Or am I falling for it?
I can see a world where Maria is not Bachelorette, but it is a very low probability world.
Uh-huh.
And that world is either Daisy or Kelsey.
Here's the thing is, I think Maria is more beloved than...
I agree.
I would say even Daisy and Kelsey combined, which is insane. And even if you take into account the heartbreak that will happen... I don't know. Maria's a find. You know, she's a unique opportunity for production. I don't think they're going to pass her up.
I mean, you're going to get a huge I told you
so.
Oh,
my. I can already taste. I can smell it. It's baking in the oven.
I'm not going to give you such a huge I told you so. Yeah. I kind of also felt like, I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I was hanging off the back of the bandwagon on a skateboard.
Okay.
I was. And I think that the people out there, they're going to owe you when I told you so.
The people?
The people.
Those people. Yeah.
Some people, not all the people.
Okay, so now we get a recap of the season. Of course, it's very Maria focused. And now we move on to Leia. There's a little bit of drama now where the women are sort of eye rolling in Leia's direction over her sort of making it sound like she threw this steal a date card in the fire as a gesture to the other women, like a gesture of her girl's girliness in general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I agree. It's the kind of thing you should do and not expect any credit for.
Totally.
Otherwise, you know, it's sort of like when someone does a favor and then they're like, well, I did you that favor. And you're like, well, maybe I didn't need you to do me that favor.
It's like a you're welcome.
Oh my God, that's what she was doing.
Yeah, it's a you're welcome. Or she was forcing your welcome.
Or this drives me crazy in the city when someone's like, excuse you.
Oh.
That's what Leia was doing. She was forcing a you're welcome.
I'd rather have someone just physically push me in the street than say, excuse you.
And now we, of course, get a recap of her tension with Medina, where she accused Medina of not being a good friend, for complimenting Maria on how she looked.
It's hands down the stupidest drama since I've ever started watching the show.
Yeah. And Leia gives the usual, I'm sorry you felt that way apology.
Oh.
Leia in this Women Tell All was interesting. It's like she went in with a different tack than she had towards the end. I think she realized that it wasn't working and she adjusted.
She learned on the spot.
Then the shut the f*** up thing comes up. This is so funny because Lauren's like, it was me. I said it. Oh, Lauren.
Lauren.
She left too soon.
Yeah, we didn't get enough of Lauren.
This was so great because it was also very obviously redemptive for Maria because she was like, I never said that. I never said that. Yeah. It had such power for the person behind her to be like, oh, yeah, it was me.
And she's the best person to have said it.
Oh, and it's the most believable, too.
Yeah.
Like, I can picture Lauren having
said
it. Yes. And now we take a commercial break. This is where we see Leia crying backstage. And when she returns, Maria gives her a hug. Maria sees her crying, gives her a hug. And then Sydney's like, don't say you're sorry. I wrote worst advice giver ever.
Sydney's got work to do. But you know what Maria is doing here? She's taking on the role of the CEO of Bachelor Nation. She's like, I am everything. I am a peacemaker.
Yes.
I am a lead.
Yeah.
I am a villain.
Yes.
I am everything.
Can you imagine a better performance at a Women Tell All than the one Maria gave?
No, she came in guns blazing.
Yes.
And nailed it. You come in guns blazing on Women Tell All, usually it backfires.
Yes. Or I sometimes find Women Tell All can be a little too much of a Bachelorette audition where they're a little too heartbroken. It's like a little too sad sacky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they come in looking like extra gorgeous or like, you know, just sort of extra dolled up, but like extra sad. And I'm like, okay. Like, we've seen this before. I love that Maria looked like herself.
Yeah.
It was as much about her relationship with Joey as it was about her relationship with the women. She was like, yeah, I really like the guy. I love how she joked that, you know, he's a friend that you wanted to make out with.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't too sad, sad.
You know what? She had the confidence of someone who already knows she's Bachelorette.
Ooh, already crowned.
She even had an extra 2 feet between her chair and the chair next to her. Did you notice that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had her own area.
Jen on her left,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, everyone was like, you know, like 6 inches apart. And Maria had like 2.5 feet.
Wait, are you serious?
100%.
I missed that. Oh, she was in the throne.
Yeah, there was a whole area. It was like the Maria area. It was a VIP section.
A red velvet row. I mean, did it not feel like some of the women were kissing the ring?
I mean, I got to be honest with you. If you're wrong about this Bachelorette thing, I'll be damned.
So now the age thing comes up, the, you know, you're not old saga. And Sydney claims she was just trying to stand up for a friend. I love how Edwina joined in here.
Voice of reason.
Yeah, she said that Sydney didn't like Maria from the start. She had it out for Maria and she was just looking for a reason to pounce. And Jess tries to clap back at Edwina, but then Edwina claps back at Jess. I gotta say, Edwina, I love her.
Always speaks truth and speaks truth from experience.
Yes.
She doesn't talk about stuff she doesn't know anything
about. Yeah, Edwina really was around for that.
Yes.
And she also had opinions at the time. And I really like this about Edwina. You know, some people in that back row tend to just, you know, suddenly they're piping up and it's like, were you even there for that? I felt like this was the only time we really heard from Edwina. She was like, oh, this is something I know about.
She, you know, every friend group should have an Edwina because then there'd be no beef.
Yeah.
She would just squash it right away.
Yeah, yeah.
So you did this, you did this. Yeah. Now shut up. You're like, oh, you're right. I guess that's true.
I mean, Jess did shut up when she was being replaced by Edwina. There's an interesting debate here now where some people think Medina should have been more of a mediator between Sydney and Maria over the age thing. And Medina's like, no, that wasn't my responsibility to like sort out, like hash out things between those two other women. I gotta say, I'm team Medina in this. I think Medina was actually from the outside, it's like, oh, it's silly girl drama. I actually think Medina was in an extremely dicey situation.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a friend like Sydney, and I think she realized the kind of person Sydney was partway through this age saga. When you have a friend like Sydney, you have to tread very carefully, especially when Sydney believes she's acting out of loyalty to you.
Because you have to pick your battles, because you're often going to be defending someone who is indefensible.
I thought even how she handled Maria, you know, after Sydney left, when she said, you look beautiful tonight or something. thing. Yeah. And I love also how Maria pointed that out. Yes. She was like, Medina was so kind to me. I feel like Medina, she was walking between raindrops in this. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's very easy from the comfort of our sofas to be like, oh, Medina should have done this. I actually think Medina sorted through this about as well as one could.
Yeah. I just so don't care. Okay. I'd rather just talk about platypuses for an hour.
Okay, we'll move on. There is what, Andy, you called a body slam by Maria when Sydney says they just have different communication styles, her and Maria. And Maria's like, yeah, I speak the truth. You make up lies. So Maria versus Jess now. Jess claims that she felt shut down by Maria. And Maria, even in this scene, is kind of interrupting her because she was like, no, that's not what happened. And Jess is like, it's happening right now. You're shutting me down. This is... like, look, I do agree that Maria did... interrupt her, but that whole like you should let me speak, like let me say my piece, I let you say your piece, I think that would be very challenging to do if the person is making up lies or like has this alternate universe version of what happened. And I don't know, I feel that this would be very, it would be difficult to let Jess just like say something that you know to be untrue.
Yeah, and if you come at the king, you best not miss. Don't come with these weak arguments. Maria's gonna destroy you.
Yeah, I mean, Maria, I gotta say, she was like made for this setting. Yeah,
you gotta be careful. If you come at Maria in this setting, you better have all the receipts.
Yeah, and she didn't really. No. Have good receipts.
No, just as weird.
Yeah, it became very semantic-y. It's like, you told me to zip it. You told me this, to shut up. You told me, it's like, okay.
Yeah, like you called me a bitch.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like really aggressively, actually.
Yeah, really aggressively.
I find Jess a little hypocritical.
Yeah. She's young too. She's also young.
Yeah, she can dish it, but she can't take it. There is a mic drop moment here where Lexi doesn't get involved in this stuff. She says, Is it Maria's delivery or is it someone having an opposite opinion from your friend group? Okay, so now Lexi's in the hot seat. We get the usual recap of her time on the season. She says she was floored by how heard Joey made her feel. And I mean, generally, this is very feel-good. Hot seat.
Bronzy.
She says Bachelor Nation's response has been great. Thousands of people have written her to say they relate to her. And Joey set a high bar for what she's looking for. I mean, I'm pretty sure she gets a standing ovation.
Yeah, I think it's a standing ovation.
Yeah, this went about as well as one could hope. Yeah. I actually think in a different universe, Lexi could have been crowned bachelorette for that story.
Sure, yeah.
You know, she's got the look, she's got that storyline, and she was out of the drama and everything, but she didn't have enough of like the spice that I feel that they need.
I agree. I mean, look, they were strong contenders this season for bachelorette.
Totally agree.
Square.
I mean, that went better than I thought it would.
Yeah, me too.
I had very low expectations. Well, clearly, Andy, we are doing a Squarespace ad.
Yes, so very obvious.
What do you think there is to say about Squarespace that we have not already said?
There's nothing else to say about it. Mm-hmm. We've said it all.
Yes.
But the question I have now that we've said all this is, why are you not using Squarespace?
Yes.
You, the viewer, there is no reason why you would need anything else other than Squarespace to build your website, to start your store, to... You do this better than me. Yeah. I mean, I know the things. I'm just not good at listing.
Yes. Squarespace is your destination for making a beautiful website all on your lonesome. You select from one of their beautiful templates, and then you can plug and play your images, your text. And in as little as a day, you could honestly have a website up. Obviously, if you wanted to tinker with it and make it more customized, all these things, then you can make it more and more bespoke as you go. But they even have like font packs. They have like color packs to help you make it instantly beautiful. And Squarespace, as we've said before, is loaded with goodies. Mm-hmm. They have so many features. There are gallery options for you, as you touched on, store options. So if you want to sell product, we already know that, I mean, our merch situation is taking forever. But when we do have merch ready to go, it will be obviously through Squarespace. They even allow payment plans. You can have mailing lists. You can have member areas. You can have booking options, like scheduling options, in case you provide a service, people need to book it. I mean, you guys have heard me talk on and on and on about this, but blogs, I mean, this is, it's endless.
And most importantly, we put our money where our mouth is before we ever started this podcast.
Yes.
Everything is Squarespace.
Mm-hmm. Even our wedding website, Andy.
Yes. We got married before I even knew what a podcast was.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/Shandy to get 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Again, that's squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/Shandy for 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
It's nice, right?
It's good.
Do you like the smell of the Oak Essentials Luminous Body Lotion, Andy?
It really took me somewhere.
Yeah, that was quite the whiff you just took.
Yeah, I went into a dreamscape.
Ooh.
I was on an island alone.
Alone.
And some shape in the distance was coming towards me. I think it might have been a woman.
Well, I do love Oak Essentials Luminous Body Lotion. You guys have already heard me talk about their moisture-rich balm, which is now my go-to at nighttime. Mm-hmm. What I love about their stuff is it feels rich. You know, it's the same people behind Oak Essentials that make Jenny Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't talk about luxury.
I could have guessed without even knowing.
Luxury. Look, okay, I'm not going to pretend that I'm a body lotion connoisseur. I only know when I don't like a body lotion.
I agree.
Which is often, if I'm honest. The next day, I'm somehow crepey and dry and I'm like, how did this happen? I just moisturized yesterday.
Can I tell you something? I have now permanently switched to Oak Essentials body wash and my bar soaps are now dry and crusty in the shower.
They're being neglected.
Yeah.
You traded up, Andy.
I did.
Yeah, you were like, oh, I'm going to go luxurious now shower.
I'm going to go Jenny Kane in the shower.
So Oak Essentials, the masterminds behind Jenny Kane, launched this brand in 2021 because they wanted to have a lineup of foundational skincare staples. And I do think that they have delivered on that, honestly. What I love about this balm is that it really blends seamlessly into my existing skincare routine. I really like to use this as my last step. You know, you take like a sort of fingernail amount and you rub it between your hands and it really is a balm. And then of course it becomes more like an oil in your hands and then you press it. It is so hydrating. My skin is more bouncy the next day. You know, if I'm using some more intense products in my skincare regimen, doing this as the last step really just helps my skin not get as dry or flaky. People who are really into skincare will know what I'm talking about. This is really my new holy grail for hydration, especially in winter months.
So treat yourself or someone else this season.
Our Shandies will get 15% off plus a free organic honey-based restorative mask with their first order when they use code SHANDY15 at checkout.
That's 15% off plus a free gift with your first order at oakessentials.com, promo code SHANDY15.
OAKESSENTIALS.com, promo code SHANDY15.
Go ahead and treat yourself.
From luxurious skin care to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. So Jen in the hot seat now, she cries watching her recap back. She says that she and Joey connected on their values and marriage and everything. I don't know why that made me laugh.
And the other stuff.
Values, marriage, etc. She says this has been huge for her relationship with her mother. I love how she touches on this, how in Asian culture, you sometimes live with your family until you get married and sometimes even after you get married. And it's sometimes hard to separate and be seen as like a true adult on your own in your parents' eyes. And she says her mother now sees her as
a separate adult. You know, isn't it nice that a lot of the times, I think it's probably 50%, maybe more, good things come out of being on this show.
Oh, 100%.
There are a lot of shows you can be on where bad things happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Bad things.
Yeah, just things go downhill.
Well, I mean,
substance abuse, whatnot.
Well, that's true, actually. And it made me really sad later on. We'll get to it. But like the hate that some people.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
It's really.
It's ridiculous. People are ridiculous.
I was shocked,
you know what it
to
is?
Be honest.
You know what? It's not that people have always hated. If anything, they may have hated more in the past than they do now.
Uh-huh.
People are more cowardly now.
Oh.
We are a generation of cowards who sit behind a computer screen and dish it out as hard as we want on people we'll never see and people who will never see us.
I think in a way it has made us meaner that we are now so on our devices because when you have less and less in-person interaction, less and less, you know, just human to human eye contact, spending time with each other. So those words don't carry the same weight because you can imagine less and less what it would feel like to actually say them to another human.
It's like
human.
Saying them to a movie screen. Like you're in the movie theater. You're like, oh, don't go back in the house, you idiot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a real person. Yeah. You can say whatever you want. And you know what it is? It's the true virus of the internet. Is the virus of our bad traits as humans.
Yes.
Humans have great traits. We're a wonderful species for the most part, and we're also terrible.
Yeah.
But those terrible traits are allowed to spread because we're like, oh, look, they're doing it and they're doing it and we're all doing it. And it's a thing now. I can do it. Who cares? And it's a virus.
Yeah.
It's a virus of our worst traits.
Totally.
I hate the internet.
Yeah.
I love shopping on it. It's great. Yeah. I like getting, you know, doing some research on things and using Squarespace and Apostrophe and Quince. And
there was a time where you would have had to find an encyclopedia to know as much as you know about a platypus.
I had the World Book Encyclopedia when I was a kid.
Wow.
And if I wanted to know something, I'd have to go and find it, go through, get the right book, you know, book number 13, like G through F, wait, E, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, F through G.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, thanks. And anyway, my point is that people don't necessarily suck, but the internet is making us appear in our suckiest way.
I agree.
And making it more acceptable. And I'm sick of it.
It stops now.
No more internet.
Jen says in her family, they don't talk about emotions, but this experience inspired a conversation with her brother about their father. I thought this was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I can relate somewhat to what she's obviously not the father relationship dynamic or anything, but the general emotion being discussed situation in her family, I found very relatable. And I think a lot of people can probably relate to that. Jen, you know, I think served a wonderful purpose on this season.
Yes.
It was, I mean, we haven't talked about it much, but it was nice to see an Asian contestant make it very far.
Yes.
It doesn't happen that often. Yes. Indeed. Okay, so now Maria is in the hot seat. She says, Joey was like a friend you wanted to make out with. Jesse asks why she thinks Sydney had such a negative impression of her. And Maria's like, honestly, I don't know. I feel for her here.
No.
As someone who struggles with not being liked, you know, I think it's actually a very female. Humans in general want to be liked, right? And I think with women, it's times 10, you know, and we try to be as likable as possible. I think this would be really difficult to go in and just have someone have it out for you. Just not like you for who you seem to be in their eyes from the get-go.
That's the worst.
I mean, I don't...
It's prejudice.
Yeah.
It's essentially prejudice. That's what people who are prejudiced against feel.
Yeah.
And prejudged.
And I've got to say, the fact that Maria didn't leave, we got to give her credit. I don't know if I could have withstood what Maria did on this season and not just completely cracked and left. Like, it just would have felt so toxic, like just not good for your psyche. I think she has a real backbone. It's really impressive. Mirsa. Yeah. Sydney says she prides herself on being honest, but she admits that she was annoying and it was cringy to watch back.
Oh, good for her. Yeah. Self-awareness. And I wasn't expecting that.
Me neither. She says that she should have been more resolution-oriented. Huh. Do we think that this
is... Resolution-oriented. Not my top choice for what she should have been more of, but I respect that she's doing some searching.
In general, I was pleasantly surprised by Sydney's approach in this entire Women Tell All. I can't fully tell if this is something that
performed.
Sorry?
Practiced.
How do I word this? I feel like Sydney is smart enough to read the room and see, you know, Maria got the loudest applause. She, you know, Sydney clearly has been getting a lot of criticism online. I don't know whether it's more strategic where she's like, oh, I did this wrong. I'm going to survive and adjust. Or if she really has reflected and been like, oh, I was wrong. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter.
You know, I think Sydney's number one agenda is her ego. Ego must be protected.
Okay.
And I think that she knew coming into this Women Tell All, she had one shot. And I'm not saying she's a narcissist. I'm not saying it. But she said displayed some narcissistic tendencies on the show.
Yes.
And goal number one for the narcissist is to protect the ego.
Yes.
And if the whole world comes after you and says you're bad, that's when the narcissist has to say, like, okay, I got to do damage control.
Yes.
Because now I don't want everyone to think I'm bad. I want everyone to love me.
Uh-huh.
So she had to do this. So we're never going to know if this was, I mean, I'm authentic. Not friends with Sydney.
Yeah.
We're never going to know if this was authentic. I hope it was. And I hold out hope that it was.
Uh-huh.
I want it to be true.
Yes.
But it was, odds are there's some damage control being done here and it was practiced. That's, you know, I don't want to put it on her, but I think that's where my money would
lie. You know, I think it's still better than the alternative.
Yes, she could have easily been up there and just had a temper tantrum.
Totally. And it made for a feel good Women Tell All. I've been, you know, anyone who's been reading my recaps for years, this is a big peeve of mine. It's like when you go to a Women Tell All, the thing I look for in a Women Tell All is how is someone behaving now based on having watched themselves back. Right. And it's so frustrating to me when they just have the same arguments, the same fights, and they're just digging their heels in and not playing anything differently. Like, how could you not learn anything about yourself? So Sydney, even if what she learned wasn't to have more humility, but more so to appear to have more humility, I still feel like that's better than her just not changing at all.
I think Sydney came out of this better. I do not approve of the fact that the whole world came after her like a mob with torches. That's not cool. And I'm sure that was awful for her, for any human being. Mm-hmm. You can't, she's not a monster.
No.
She's got flaws.
Yeah.
So that was wrong. But in the end, honestly, I do think this is going to be good for Sydney after she gets over the pain of what just happened.
Totally. And I mean, we got to give Maria credit for saying the hate that Sydney has been getting on social media has crossed the line. She would never want that for her. You know,
she's a good CEO.
she was very good at this. Like, she really went into this wanting to patch things up with everyone. And Maria, in her position, easily could have been like on her high horse now. Like, I was right. Look, everyone loves me. You were wrong, you bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what the biggest power in life is? Is forgiveness. It makes you more powerful. Mm. You become a bigger person.
Yeah.
Because you're giving this. The weak move is to be wounded. I mean, like, I'm not going to forgive you. I'm going to continue this fight.
Yeah. Instead, I'm going to keep it to myself.
I give you forgiveness.
No, it's
I am strong enough.
It's a form of generosity, I think. Yeah. Especially
and it's
if
a form of strength.
Yeah. And I think if the person really does something that needs forgiving, like it really is such a crime, to show that kind of generosity in general, any form of charity or generosity is really good for you as well.
Yes.
You know, it's just, it's healing. It's medicine.
Forgiveness is the greatest thing in the world for yourself, for others, and for your Instagram.
Okay. So Leia now speaks up and she apologizes for not truly getting to know Maria outside of their conflict in the house. She wishes she'd gotten to know her. She even says, like, watching you on the show, I was like, oh, I like that girl. This was good of Leia to do.
Yeah.
I think that, and this to me even had a slightly different flavor than the Leia 20 minutes earlier in the same episode.
She's learning on the spot.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think Leia is extremely adaptable.
That was deep contrition.
Yes.
Like, she went from, I'm sorry you felt that way, to I saw the show and you were awesome.
Yes.
I mean, it's like 360. Wait, no, 180. 360 is bad. I always forget that.
Andy, you felt like they were kissing the ring here.
Unbelievable kissing of the ring. Yeah. Down, I'm talking on their knees, tongue out on that ring. And I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
The ring must be kissed now.
Yeah. It made me think even more that Maria's bachelorette.
Yeah, she's bad. You're right.
Because, like, everyone, you know, even if you weren't friends on your season, suddenly when someone becomes bachelorette, everyone's best friends with you.
You know what? I'm going to say right here. I may have made an incorrect prediction this season on who wins.
Yes.
But I'm going to say with 100% assurity, I'm calling it right here, Maria's bachelorette. 100%.
Oh my God.
No. I'm not. I know what it sounds like. It sounds like I'm taking credit.
Are you?
I'm not doing that.
Remember, you're at the back of the car. You're being dragged behind the car. I'm the one driving that car.
You're driving and I'm yelling. I'm giving you the thumbs up.
You know what you are? You're at the back of a just married car. You're one of those like bell things on the car.
I'm a can. You mean I'm a can?
You're a can.
Wow. That is just totally uncalled for. All right.
Okay. So Maria says she wants to make up. They hug it out and it was just so feel good. I love to this. Like, we need more of this at Women Tell Alls. Just any tell all. I love it.
And that's why Maria should be bachelorette, because she will squash stupid drama like this.
Yeah. She was so quick to meet them there. When they showed any remorse, she was like, let's be friends. I forgive you. It was so nice.
And you know what it is? She knew she had won. Maria knew she had won.
Yeah.
So why keep, you know, rubbing it in the wound?
Yeah.
Truce.
Yes.
I won.
Yeah.
It's the end of the war.
Uh-huh.
Here's some more land back. Some reparations.
Okay, so now we pick up back into Loom, back on the show. I mean, this was not a cliffhanger at all.
No. We didn't get the full Tinkle music, but
we got Tinkle-ish
music.
We got Tinkle music.
Yeah, it was Tinkle-ish.
This was so annoying.
So, this season was A plus.
Yes,
except the only other thing, the card, the immunity card or whatever that was dumb.
Yeah.
But aside from that, this was the first time in what, 9 episodes of the show that I was annoyed. This was so dumb. This was so transparent, so predictable. And I'll tell you this right now, and this hurts my heart.
Yes.
I was 100% Daisy. Yeah. I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
This makes me very uncomfortable with that pick.
Yeah, this scene.
This is it. Why did they do this if Daisy's winning?
Yeah.
No, Kelsey's f***ing winning.
Andy, you should be joyous for the union.
No, I'm happy. Kelsey's wonderful.
No,
I just don't like being this wrong. I have a bad feeling I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, it is so funny though, like by us thinking Daisy's winning, like people get upset, like as though it's an attack on Kelsey. Isn't that funny?
It is funny. Why?
Because we like Kelsey.
Kelsey's great.
We love Kelsey.
She says Joey and I's relationship, but I'm totally past that.
Yeah,
I think at this point it's endearing.
Yes.
Not quite endearing.
Almost,
it's somewhere
maybe.
In the endearing neighborhood.
You know what? It needs to go a little bit further to become endearing. It needs to become so
frequent.
She has
to be self-aware. Just be like Joey and I's relationship.
Okay, so you feel that the fact that they did this whole card thing, we need to talk. I mean, we both feel this way. They're creating smoke.
Yeah, why was this necessary?
They're trying to cloud it. Yeah, they're basically trying to throw us off the scent that
this
Kelsey's
was so
winning.
Dumb.
This was so dumb.
It's just insulting. After a whole season, they almost made it to the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why do this? We were already having a mystery.
Yeah.
People didn't know.
I agree.
People didn't know. This was the closest thing to a 50-50. Why did they have to do that?
I agree.
Who cares?
You're so upset.
Okay, one writes that note. No one in history, one in the history of planet Earth has written a note to somebody saying we need to talk or said we need to talk and then being like, I miss you.
I gotta say, I have loved everything about Kelsey thus far this season. The fact that she was clearly coerced or convinced, manipulated something to write this note was my least favorite thing about her.
Yes. And you know what? I bet this is how I think this went down.
Mm.
I think Kelsey went to production. She's like, I really need to see Joey. I just want to see him.
I think it's more likely that in an ITM, she was like tearfully like, oh, I miss Joey. And the producer was like, well, maybe you should tell him, you know, maybe it would be good for him to know how much you miss him because, you know, maybe he's underestimating how much you miss him. Maybe, you know, he's off with other women and like forgetting about you. Maybe you should remind him how much you miss him.
Yeah.
That's more likely, honestly.
How about just walking up to his door and knocking on it?
Well, she tried that. Remember?
Huh?
And she tried that. She went to his door and knocked on it. They sent her purposely at a time when he was out with someone else.
Oh, I see.
She's an impressionable young woman surrounded by people whose job it is to manipulate and confuse her. I think it was probably not that difficult to get her to write this note, but this was just so insulting to our intelligence.
What else? I think that Joey at that moment questioned his decision. It was so weak.
Oh yeah, you think?
I think he was like, really? Really?
Yeah.
You fell for this? Like, really? You know how fragile I am right now.
Yeah,
you know that this is my biggest fear.
Yeah, I think that they took that. So I agree with you. I think they took that reaction, that really reaction, and made it seem like he was now doubting their connection, her confidence in their connection.
It was all such a BS sandwich. And I'll tell you something else. And I hate to do this because I'm going to eat so much crow, I have a feeling. But the reaction he had when he got that note, the tears were real. The panic was real. It's very hard for me to believe that he doesn't have his decision made at this point, and it's very hard for me to believe that that's the reaction you'd have for a runner-up.
I agree.
So,
and last week we thought maybe it was pumped up with editing, you know, made him seem like he was spiraling more than he was, you know, just in time for the to be continued across the screen. But this time, his look of relief when she was like, you know, I've just been missing you so much. Yeah. Or in your words, I miss you. It really looked like relief, you know? Yeah. And so, okay, isn't that funny how they were trying to throw us off the scent of Kelsey, but instead it just put us on the scent of Kelsey?
It's so dumb. They had us. They had us, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. I mean, assuming this is what happens, I mean, they keep saying it's something we've never seen
before. I feel very
before.
Uncomfortable right now about my pick. Very.
Okay, so in her ITM, Kelsey says she feels bad. She should have written the card differently. And of course, the music here is all suspenseful and makes us think that, you know, maybe she might be sent home for this. It's
You know, this is just like,
Okay, let's move on.
We deserve more. Yeah. We deserve better.
So now the rose ceremony. Andy, you said, oh, wait, we're going to find out who goes home now? And I was like, well, Rachel. No. And you said, oh, I forgot she was still there. Okay, so we get another Joey and I out of Kelsey here, just for good measure. Yeah. And now Joey arrives, and Andy, you said, look, he's smoking. I'll insert it here because this was so funny. First of all, he did look smoking hot. I really enjoyed this ensemble. This was my best dressed look of the episode. Ooh. It was this sort of like light brown linen
I was into it
suit
too.
With the black shirt and the sort of patterned black pocket square. He looked so good, but it really did look like he was smoking.
I mean, is it here?
Yeah, it's right here.
Is it over there?
Let's all enjoy it right now.
Is that not, I mean.
He obviously sends Rachel home at this rose ceremony. And I love how they showed in the corner of in the live audience, they showed one woman who appeared to be surprised.
Oh, really?
She was like, but here's the thing. We now know that before they even get rolling, they get footage of everyone making surprised faces. So it's more likely than not that that wasn't even in reaction to this moment. He walks her out. She cries. And in his ITM, Joey cries that he wants Rachel in his life. I mean, we always said this was friendship.
He wants her as a friend.
So now we're in the now. Rachel's in the hot seat. She's very tearful. She says she opened up as much as she could at the time. So now Joey joins Rachel in the hot seat. There is nothing revelatory here, but it was cute when she said it was good to see him cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what she's talking about.
Oh, I mean, I know what she's talking about. I remember watching my departure episode. I was staying at a friend's place in San Francisco and seeing Juan Pablo cry. It was
made you feel good.
Yeah. I know it sounds weird to say.
Good. It's
but
fine.
You don't really know how much the person cares about you until you watch the show back.
It feels nice to be cared for.
It does.
No matter what the situation.
Yeah.
We're all little puppies in the end.
Oh, puppies.
Yeah. They like love. That's it. Nothing more.
The dynamic already is so friendship here. Didn't you find it instantly? It was like they sat down. It was like friendship.
Yeah.
She thanks him for pushing her to see her worth more than ever. And they share a very touching hug. And now Rachel opens up. This is so heartbreaking. She opens up about hate she has received. She's received hateful and racist comments on social media. I guess I am living in some fairy tale bubble. Like, I was so floored by this. Like, in what world would someone do this? And like, Rachel was just such a likable person all season. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, what?
And like, and this is, and even if you are a racist, like even giving racists benefit of the doubt, why is this the battle you're picking?
I know.
Are you serious? Like, you're spending your time going after Rachel?
It was so bizarre.
God, people suck so hard.
They are the worst. The worst. And also, it's really the Bachelor audience, can I say that? Like, I don't know if this happens with like Love is Blind couples as much.
There's some like some old fashionedness in the Bachelor Nation.
The Bachelor Nation has some, there are some toxic viewers in this audience. Really disturbing stuff.
But what did she do wrong? Like, that would be one thing. Like, now, first of all, I'm not defending it under any circumstance. Yeah. What I'm saying,
it's
at
not
least
like she
I would
to do something
understand
wrong,
the basis for that hatred if she was like really nasty and conniving and duplicitous and annoying as hell.
Yeah.
But she's just lovely. She's like, what's the worst thing she does? Is not give enough emotion in certain situations with Joey?
Yeah.
That's her worst crime. And that deserves racism?
I'm speechless. I was really upset about this.
Unbelievable. I was shocked. And you know what it shows to me is that she said it. And it felt weird for her to say it, but I bet you so many other contestants have faced that without saying it in the Women Tell All.
Yeah. And I think it's possible she also received the most because she made it the furthest, right?
Okay.
So like, it's basically meaning like
you don't belong there.
Yeah. You know, she talks about people saying that it made them sick to see her kissing him.
And
you know, presumably it's because we see her kissing him more than we see other people kissing him. It's just so messed up.
That's some old school. That's like 1600 style racism.
I'm really getting disturbed at the direction things are going in this country.
Internet
gives people the platform. You know, there are obviously racist people.
Internet gives cowards a platform.
Yeah.
Can I tell you how many times, like just in work, for example, I'll get some email from somebody and they'll be like all tough and nasty. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just pick up the phone and call them and like, oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Like, oh, not so tough anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, you know, like, oh, look at me. I'm such a big guy. I'm calling them. It's just that they show their true nasty colors on the internet and they feel good about it.
Yeah.
There's no repercussion.
So Jesse now asks which women have received hateful messages, and pretty much everyone raises their hand. Except Lexi.
Yeah.
So Lexi didn't.
Yeah, Lexi doesn't know. No hate. Not a one.
He implores Bachelor Nation to uplift these women for their vulnerability. Rachel says, be kind. Your words have weight. It made me very sad that this still needs to be a segment that's had. Like, why is this still happening?
And it happens now all the time. All the time is a thing.
I guess I naively thought that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm naive. Okay.
The internet.
So Joey now is in the hot seat. Sydney says that as the show aired, she received a lot of hate, and Joey actually reached out to her directly to make sure she was all right. So he really is as great a guy.
Oh, come on, Joey. Joey is, you know who Joey is?
What?
Someone else with the first letter J in their name.
Yeah. With some of the women who made it really far, so meaning Maria and Jen, you know, there's the usual polite commentary where he's like, oh, we had a great connection, but blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And now Kelsey T, this is so sweet. She says she spoke with her father right after the show, and she cries as she says that her father apologized for a lot and he's very present in her life now.
Amazing. Another winner from The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Finally, now we have what I'm calling pre-bloopers. Some of the ladies are around the campfire doing impressions. I thought this was really cute.
All three were great.
Yeah. And Rachel, this made me really like Rachel, where Joey does this thing.
Yeah, she did it perfect.
It really...
And I wouldn't have noticed that if she didn't do that.
Me neither. It really says something about Rachel that she noticed this.
She's observant.
Yes.
I see you, nurse.
There's a cute scene now where on Maria's one-on-one, when she's trying on dresses, Joey's shown being like, I hate shopping. And so we see him just downing macarons and...
macarons is not a thing you should be downing. I couldn't down it. It's too sweet.
My only issue with this is who the hell eats a macaron in one bite? That is not a one bite brownie.
You know what?
Two bite brownie.
I couldn't agree. I was watching that. It was making me cringe.
Yeah.
One bite macaron?
Yeah.
Unless you're like a 700 pound gorilla, you don't eat macarons in one bite.
To me, you open it.
You open it or you take little bites.
Yeah.
You eat it like an
Oreo.
Yeah.
Or who eats an Oreo in one bite? What kind of a maniac does that?
Yeah, but then you're just a dog. you're just trying to get the food in your body as fast as possible.
In my opinion, a sandwichy thing needs to be taken apart and like eaten slowly.
I agree. That's why it's a sandwich. Otherwise, it would just be a one uniform ball.
Yeah, like a one or two bite brownie.
Yeah, or like a Ferrero Rocher.
No, to me, a Ferrero Rocher gets taken
apart.
You're
right. You're right.
I like to
eat it. You take it apart. You just eat it in two bites.
No. Huh?
How do you take a Ferrero Rocher apart?
I mean, I eat all my sweet things in many, many bites.
Okay, this is true.
Well, so what I do with a Ferrero Rocher, since we're talking about it, is I gently bite the outer chocolate shell. And so I eat just the chocolatey part first. And then I bite into the sort of wafery circle part. And then I lick out the inside, like the Nutella out of the inside. And then I eat the rest. So it's like a four-bite situation for me.
That is unbelievable. So you never have the urge to just go to town and just take the whole thing down.
Well, because it tastes less good if you just eat it in one bite.
No, you're right.
You cannot taste all the flavors individually.
You know what it's like? It's like those dishes when you go to the Chinese restaurant, it's like everything in one dish.
Yeah.
That's not good. I don't want everything in one dish.
Yeah. Wait, who does that?
It's like when I used to eat meat, it was like it's called like a triple Phoenix or something. It's like chicken, beef, and shrimp, and vegetables, and the whole thing in one. Why do you want that?
I don't know.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
You got to isolate flavors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Glad we settled that. And now there's a joke tennis segment where they put Jesse's mouth on Joey's face. This is okay. Yeah. Okay, so now we'll move on to the bloopers. The highlights for me here was Maria's mic being down by her ass.
Yeah.
That was cute. Joey
up in her ass.
No, it was down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she says it's in my ass, but I mean, it's not going up.
The vicinity. Yeah. I was kind of thinking it was up there.
Joey's saying Minneapolis. I will admit, like, I don't know if I've ever said Minneapolis.
Yeah, but you're from Canada.
Yeah, I don't know. When I saw it, I was like, what's the issue?
Yeah, no, I saw that.
Okay, and now we see Autumn excited that her laxatives are kicking in. And Rachel's like, have fun. I mean,
cute.
This is cute. We've talked before about how everyone gets backed up. And now Joey leaves. And Jesse says directly to the camera that what they're about to preview, he couldn't show in front of Joey because it's just too difficult.
Again, don't do this to us.
Too emotional.
We're too smart for this.
It's that heart-wrenching.
78 seasons of this show. We're too smart.
And now the preview that we're shown seems to suggest that Joey is left heartbroken at the altar.
That's it.
I don't know.
He goes home alone.
I don't
over.
Know if that's going to happen.
It's
Let's
over.
Be honest.
Not picking anybody.
Do we really think that's going to happen?
No.
The thing is, I really think that both of the two remaining women would say yes if he proposed. That's the thing.
Look, this is a thing. Like, I do, as I've sat with my thoughts, I do lean, obviously, heavily Kelsey suddenly. But I got to be honest with you. I'm still in the dark here. I don't know what happens. No. And I'll give it to them for that.
Yeah.
I don't need that kind of thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can already assume that that's a possibility. I don't know what's going to happen. It's all a mystery.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Okay.
I don't want that.
You prefer to just be about the interactions between the women. Yeah. I think it's so interesting that, you know, we really didn't see interaction between him and Daisy in this episode. And just based on data, you're like, uh-oh, I think it's Kelsey. But whenever you see him interact with Daisy, you're like, it's Daisy.
I know. It's tough.
Isn't that interesting?
This whole note thing threw me off.
Yeah.
And the crying, the sincere crying.
I'm not going to lie too. The Shandys disagree with us.
They do.
So vehemently that I'm like, am I wrong?
You know what it's like? You know, I think it's like when people have kids and the kids eventually reach an age where the parents are like, you know what? Maybe my kid's right about that. I feel like our Shandys are like our kids.
That they've all grown up.
Yeah, they've grown up. And now I'm like, oh, I think the Shandys are right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're wrong.
Well, and the card. The card is really...
The card. Why? What? And think about that. I was 100% Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw that card in.
Okay, well, so are you... Who's in your top spot, Andy? If we had to say. How about you say Daisy and I'm going to move over to Kelsey just so we cover our bases.
Okay, you know... Okay. Okay. I'm going to stick to my guns.
Uh-huh. If you're right, you get such an I told you so. The reason I have the confidence to do that is because I'm quite sure Maria will be Bachelorette. And so I already have an I told you so.
You already have an I told you so in the bank. Yeah, nice. I like that strategy. With a very heavy heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick. I'm going to die in the trenches with Daisy. And I will say, as soon as Kelsey was announced on night one, I said, she's winning. Watch the videotape.
Okay, I think we can wrap there. Okay. Who knew there was so much to say about a women tell all, Andy?
So much to say. Every time I watch one of these, I'm like, I'm not going to have anything to say.
Yeah, and then we get going.
And I really, in the end, don't have anything
Maybe
to say.
We're good at this.
You think?
We just talk and talk and talk. I'm always like, what are we going to say? And then it's just like an hour later, and we're just like...
Okay, so let's get going on 1 hour of platypus. Ready? Okay, you can stop watching if you only like The Bachelor.
If you enjoyed what you heard today, you know what we will ask of you, and that is to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, follow us on Instagram and
TikTok.
Leave us Apple and
Spotify.
Podcast ratings and reviews, tell your friends, and generally do all the things you would do to support a podcast you enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Dear Shandy. Bye-bye.